From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Moreno. Hollins University and Mill Mountain Theater present the 2025 Winter Festival of New Works, two new fully staged plays this weekend and next at the Hollins Theater. Todd Ristall is Program Director of the Playwrights Lab at Hollins University.
And the two students are, one just graduated, Arlen Parker, and the other one is in their final year, Ben Abbott. The two plays couldn't be more different in content and structure, but they're similar in that they're both one acts.
Frida, a retelling of the Hansel and Gretel fairy tale from the stepmother's point of view, is a one-person show this Thursday through Sunday. Nuptial Mass, January 23rd through the 26th, takes place right before a wedding ceremony when the bride hasn't shown up yet. Two graduates of the Playwrights Lab will also have staged readings of new plays this weekend at the Bear Theater in downtown Roanoke, Friday night through a Sunday matinee. Two of the three playwrights at New Year, New Works at the Bear Theater event went through the Playwrights Lab with Ristall.
The best measure of success of any academic program is the success of your students, and our students are published and produced all over the place. It's such an affirmation of what we're doing up at Hollins that, again, same weekend, one of our local theaters is committing to new play development and doing shows by other playwrights in our program.
One of those three staged readings at the Bear Theater this weekend is by Hollins Playwrights Lab graduate Meredith Dana Cope-Levy. Kitty and Sophie and Marianne, there are talkback sessions after each play. Cope-Levy appreciates the feedback on new works still in development.
I don't want people to leave my plays feeling like, oh, that play only showed me a problem in the world and it didn't offer me a pathway forward to find a solution or a different way of being.
See BearTheater.com for more on New Works New Year on stage this weekend at the Community High School Auditorium in downtown Roanoke. This Sunday, January 19th, is the Taubman Museum of Art's annual International Wine Festival, a fundraiser. Anne Marie Smith, Deputy Director of Museum Events at the Taubman, tells WDBJ7 there will be three wine experts at the festival.
Strategically placed throughout the event, so as you're tasting or if you want to step away from a table and you have general questions on really anything to do with wine.
There's live gypsy jazz music as well and wine food pairing. Virginia 250 is the state commission commemorating the United States' 250th anniversary of independence and the Revolutionary War. A VA 250 event will spotlight the Fincastle resolutions this Saturday at the O. Winston Link and Roanoke History Museum, with the premiere of a VA 250 mobile museum as well, a parade and music from Roanoke Symphony Orchestra players. Eric Monday is a VA 250 commission member.
That's exactly what they said in those resolutions. We are resolved to live or die in liberty. It didn't happen in a vacuum. Within a week, that resolution was known in Williamsburg and across the rest of Virginia.
Rick Price at the Spot on Kirk this Friday, Woody Woodworth and the Piners at the Spot on Saturday, Michael Cleveland at Jefferson Center Friday, Umphrey's McGee is there on Sunday. A two-night run for a Big Something at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Friday and Saturday, and the first-ever monthly Creators Market at the Collective on 11th Street Northwest in Roanoke this Saturday from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m., promising unique finds from local artisans. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hey, this is John Pence, the venue manager at nonprofit music venue The Spot on Kirk. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. The Spot on Kirk supports musicians, artists, comedians, poets, and actors by giving them a platform. We host local, regional, and touring musicians that play a variety of genres. Visit us at thespotonkirk.org.